From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hello, News OK listeners. At long last, the tastiest podcast on this here website and all websites is back, the Top Chef podcast. I'm Dave Cathy.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And it has been a long, arduous road.
We apologize, listeners. We missed you for 1 week there after the Christmas episode. And then we had that long layoff of Top Chef, which I, for one, hope it never happens again.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to write Tom Colicchio and you know, say this is just unacceptable.
I'm writing a new British judge. I think he would lay the law down
better. Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to like him. I think they like his attitude, and he's going to bring in new viewers, I think. So, yeah.
Better than Gail, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, though.
Yes. So let's go backwards, shall we?
Let's we'll recap a little bit from the 12 Days of Christmas episode. It's been a while since that one aired, so I don't want to get too much into that one. But they didn't eliminate anyone. Essentially, they were very disappointed with the level of the food. Hosea was the winner. Mm-hmm. After both Hosea and Rodica had some issues with their stuff, got the refrigerator didn't close, and their stuff didn't set, and their meat was bad. They had to go and improvise, and both of them ended up doing well, but Hosea won. They did not eliminate anyone, though. But we did have in the bottom three, Melissa and Hosea. Eugene. Melissa and Eugene.
Yes.
Which was, kind of an indicator of
sort
things
of like
to come.
Sort of like the spirit of Christmas is yet to come.
Foreshadowing like of terrible cooking performances, ghosts of terrible cooking performances past or future, I guess.
Yes.
So anyway, we come to this our most recent episode, and we should first, I guess, speak of the dead. They did eliminate two cast members this week, since they did not eliminate one the last week. Eugene gone, Melissa gone.
Yes.
Both of them had been in the bottom two.
Yes.
Pretty routinely, becoming fixtures, and judges pretty much got tired of Eugene saying, "Oh, I was being bold, taking chances.
I'm so bold. Look
didn't
how bold
work out.
I am." Yeah,
like, well, when and you I do think, that 18 times and it never works, maybe you just aren't very good.
That's right. And Melissa, I think they were just tired of her bangs. I know for certain that I was.
I think it was the fact that she's sort of boring. I mean, and she was crying about it afterwards.
Yeah, crying.
Saying she didn't want to be portrayed as not having any imagination, but frankly, that's what she came off as through the whole show. When you just constantly try to, quote, play it safe.
Yeah.
In this competition, it does not work. And I think that's what, I think it especially made them mad because the previous week, they did not kick anyone off. And they said, you all are boring.
Well, not
you need
to mention,
wow us.
They gave them full creative control over this dish. There was no stopping them. There was no finicky, weird ingredients. This was do your best work.
Right. Well, we'll start with a quick fire. Radica won the quick fire. Make a great, tasty, sweet dessert with no sugar.
Yes.
And she did some sort of baklava. It was a
Everybody was making. I was not a fan of that quick fire.
Yeah, kind of
desserts without sugar. Okay, I get it. But then you had people deep frying stuff. You know, I'm
not
like,
healthy.
What do we do?
Diet.
It's all good. It has no sugar. It has extra oil. Great.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Lots of fat.
No, no. So it was a somewhat bogus. The only thing that was interesting to me about the quickfire was this French dude, this French judge that they had brought in, he was a walking French stereotype. He was rude. He was cool.
Which was especially funny when he ran into Fabio, our Italian stereotype, who was oh, he didn't pick me as a top because of the World Cup. Because Italy beat France in the World Cup. He doesn't like me.
Right. And then
Mamma Mia. Yeah,
and then Stefan, who was trying
to... I cook a pizza. It was terrible.
Yeah, Stefan was trying to kiss up by speaking French, and the guy just basically gave him the crickets.
Yeah.
I mean, he said something to him in French, and the guy just stared at him.
Yeah.
I still
Are we
don't
sure
like
he
your
actually
food.
Speaks French?
I don't know.
Anyway, we move on to the elimination. Again, I like when they do this. They've had some of these structured challenges, and sometimes their challenges are so specific they can sort of be, they tend to make them overthink and whatever. Mm-hmm. You have to come up with that 12 Days of Christmas thing was stupid in my opinion.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to make a dish based on 12 drummers drumming?
Yeah.
I mean, for goodness sakes, just let them cook food.
That's right.
So I like this. They said, just wow us, cook your food, family style,
and
just
no
cook
snack
whatever
machine,
you want.
Go to the store. Now, they only gave $100, which is not a ton.
Right.
But still, it's a good
plenty
amount.
Plenty to cook for like 12 people.
Sure,
I mean, it's plenty.
Sure.
So, to make small.
Small
like they
portions
to make a whole
for 12
meal,
people.
Just make
That's
it
right.
like a dish.
That's right. That's right.
And we had some standouts. We really had a lot of bad ones again.
Mm-hmm.
The winner this week, who did win?
Who did win?
Losing my mind.
Ariane.
Ariane.
Yeah, she won again in a shocking development.
No. She didn't. Jamie won finally.
Oh, that's right.
Ariane was in the top again.
With the fish dish.
With Stefan.
That's right. Stefan, Ariane, and Jamie. That's right.
And Jamie finally won. And Jamie
with the scallops.
I can't believe I forgot this. Top scallops. Fabio did make that comment. And I agree.
Yes.
This is like the fourth time in like the last two episodes she's cooked scallops.
Right. And yeah.
Something else, please.
Yeah. And I'm having scallops tonight. You know, it's great. But I love scallops. But come on, let's see something else.
She did win. They loved her dish.
They loved it, yes. Oh, yeah. Now, one thing we didn't mention. In this challenge, something new that I loved is they had told them, you're going to cook for the new judge and for the French rude dude and Calicchio, and then a group of food.
Focus group
of food type people. Well, they broke the contestants into two groups, and the groups were the focus groups.
And they just constantly ripped. What I loved was
And it was on video. That's the first time they've done that. As the judgment is going on, the people who prepared the food, the chefs who prepared the food, were watching the commenting.
Right.
And it was a blind taste test. So the judges did not know who prepared what dish.
Although you could probably guess. I'm pretty sure when they saw that giant fish on their plate,
they
like,
knew exactly
this was probably Eugene.
They probably had an idea.
Or the pasta. Maybe this is Fabio, especially because he said, cook us something that makes us think of you, so to speak.
But nevertheless, so they were talking, and obviously they had to have in mind, well, I've got to bash these as much as possible so that when I get in there, they're going to love it.
And we heard a lot of comments like, oh, if this is what I'm up against, I'm fine.
Yeah, right.
Lots of stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know, we're reaching that level now where if people aren't winning, they're losing. You know, to quote Ricky Bobby,
that's right.
And we've gotten rid. I will say, I think we've reached that point in the competition now where the wheat's being separated from the chaff.
Oh, for sure.
You're starting to see the bad people are going away, and I think Carla is the one sort of like really terrible person who's yet to be eliminated.
Yeah, and you're starting to get a sense of. Those who are not going to win, you are starting to get the sense of why they're not going to win.
Yeah, I do think we have an interesting season here because I don't think there's a... I mean, Stefan's been in a lot of tops. Mm-hmm. There's some people who've won more than once.
Right.
There's some people who've been in a lot of top threes. But there's a lot of folks... I mean, I've been keeping track of the top threes, and I'll just tell you, Jeff's been in three top threes. Fabio's been in two and won another. Stefan's been in three top threes and won another. Ariane has been in a top and won twice. Radek has been in the top three times and won another one. Jamie's been in the top twice and has won one. Mm-hmm. So really, almost everyone left has either won a competition or has been in the top three more than once.
They're very even. The field is very even, I think.
And on the flip side, everybody who's been in more than one bottom two, other than Carla, and Ariane, because she was in the first two bottom twos.
Right.
But Carla, I think Ariane's learned her lesson.
Right.
She seems like she really is doing.
She's been great ever since that first 2 weeks. Yeah, it really has.
She was in the bottom two the first 2 weeks, and since then she has a quick fire win, two elimination wins, and a top three. She's been very, very solid.
Yeah, it's miraculous.
Carla, she had one top three, and she's been in the bottom three now twice.
Yeah.
She looks like she may be the next on the chopping block.
Carla is a great example. I was talking about how you can sort of detect what's going to cause them to stumble, and with her, it's clear, it's confidence. She obviously has a very strong kinship to vegetarian dishes, and she is afraid to roll out these vegetarian dishes because she's afraid they're not going to think she can cook a protein. But, you know, being married to a vegetarian, I can tell you there's sort of this chip on your shoulder as a vegetarian that people think less of a vegetarian dish than they do one with a protein. But this show, this contest is all about being the top chef that you can be. And I think if she has any hope of rallying, she's going to have to stick to what she does best. And don't be ashamed of it. Just do it.
And her problem is she has not learned from her lesson. Ariane had the exact same problem.
Right.
First two episodes, she was lacking confidence. Mm-hmm. Second-guessed herself, and she ended in the bottom two. Almost got kicked off. We thought for sure she was going to be the next one off. And then she goes out and wins two in a row.
That's right.
And the thing about her is she is really... She's confident now. She goes out and she makes her her cauliflower puree every week. And they love it. Much like Jamie makes her mussels.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And they end up loving it. And that's so right. I think she just has to, I don't know, I don't think she will get over it. I think at this point she's pretty
No, she
well
probably won't. Although I did notice in the previews, it looks like they have a vegetarian challenge coming up. If she is not in the top three in that, she
should
absolutely
be gone, yeah.
100% gone.
I want to mention a couple other things from just looking at my stats of who's been mm-hmm. where. We do have a couple of people who have appeared on TV less than others who seem to be yeah. sort of under the Leah to me is the yes. one who has been. She's been in one top three and one mm-hmm. bottom three and one a quick fire.
Yeah.
In 6 weeks.
She kind of disappeared early on. She looked like a strong contender, and she seems to have disappeared a bit here.
That's
in the
not good news when you start getting rid of the really bad people. Mm-hmm. Next, they start coming after the people that aren't memorable.
That's right.
And that's where Leah is really going to be in trouble. And mm-hmm. I honestly think Fabio may have some trouble.
Yeah.
He did well early on. He was in a couple of top threes early on, but he has not done well lately. And I think he always seems to make some big mistake that ends up mm-hmm. like this week he undercooked his lamb.
Oh yeah, that was awful.
And
it was
you know
purple.
Every week it yeah. seems like there's something that drags him. And his yeah. response every week is like, oh, fair enough, and then that's it, and he mm-hmm. just sort of blows it off.
Yeah, and you know the one thing. The thing that Fabio has going for him is his personality.
Which that TV challenge is one of those he was in the top three in.
Yeah, it matters when you are in a contest like this. Your personality matters. Are you strong? And he has a strong personality. So if he's able to cut down some of the mistakes, he might be fine.
Something else I've noticed: Jamie has been in. She won one elimination challenge. She's been in two top threes and two bottom threes.
Yeah,
she is just up or down. She's either like one of the worst or one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that can really hurt you in a competition where they don't take
you
your past wins
days.
Into effect.
Yeah, you can't have bad days.
If she has a bad day, she could be in real trouble.
Well, yeah, when you're... I mean, these people are razor-thin close as far as ability. You absolutely can't have a bad day. And there hasn't... Stefan, I don't think he's had a bad day.
He's not been in the bottom once. Jeff's been in the bottom once, but he's been mm-hmm. in the top three times.
Mm-hmm.
To cancel that out. Radhika's not been in the bottom once. She's been in the top three times and won another one. She's been in essentially four top threes.
Jose has been in the bottom, hadn't
he?
He
was in the bottom once. He was mm-hmm. in the top once, and he won another one. And then and then he had a quick fire win. But
see, Jeff is the one who's to me is a very interesting dude. He's obviously very talented. His stuff is incredibly creative, but...
Jeff strikes me as he's going to finish third.
He keeps having the same
problem. He's that guy
problem.
Who survives every week, but then he never, he just never gets over that mountain and wins.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is, like I said, you're recognizing, because his problem is always the same. He overextends himself. Once again, he tried
like
for two. I'm plating many more things. I'm prepping many more things. That isn't smart. That's a bad decision to make five different things.
Avocado puree, I think.
Something. And the judges were mixed on him. Toby Young liked it, but Kalikia said this is a bunch of appetizers.
Right.
You cannot make those kinds of calls. You have to focus. And that every time seems to be a problem with Jeff. And I fully expect he will not win this competition, and that when he goes down, it's going to come down to a dish he tries to prepare that he doesn't have time to do. Something like that.
I think Jose may struggle a little bit with the same thing Leah has, which is to say, even though he does have a win and he has a quick fire win and he's been a top three, he just hasn't been up there that much. A lot of the other ones, I don't know, I'm not saying being the bottom is good for you, but one of the things about Ariana is that she clearly learned her lesson, and she's been in so many tops or bottom threes at this point.
Well, they really seem to like what she makes, too.
Right.
I mean, you can always tell, you know, there's, okay, this is good, and then there's, wow, I really like this, I want to sell this in my restaurant. And she's had some problems, but it seems like when she's won, she's really knocked it out of the park. She seems to be a big hitter.
I also worry for Radhika a little bit because we're reaching one of these areas where we have one of these challenges where it's cook something you're not familiar with,
right.
And she's not going to be allowed to cook anything Indian, and it's going to absolutely annihilate her.
Yeah, and she's, you know, she's younger than most of them and clearly has less experience, so that could come into play.
That said, I mean, she has not been in the bottom once, and she's got two quick fire wins.
Right.
She does seem to think quick, think on her feet, and she doesn't make those little mistakes that seem to submarine somebody like Fabio, who does overcook or undercook something.
Right, that seems to be what will kill Fabio is just one fatal flaw,
one
big mistake on a more or less good dish.
I think Jamie's probably in for the same fate. She'll make a mistake 1 week, and once they get rid of these people who are clearly bad.
Yeah.
You cannot have a bad week.
Yeah.
And it just seems like, you know, sometimes they're fine to skate by. Oh, I was in the bottom, but I didn't get kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching the point where that is no longer an option. If you're in the bottom three, there's only enough left that, I mean, eventually you're going to get ousted.
Well, Stefan is the only guy who, of all the group, Stefan seems to be the one who's sort of the, who was probably the favorite when the show began, and he has done nothing to... to lower his stock. He's done very solid, very good food practically every time. And he's usually, if he's not in the top three, then very few times have they criticized something that he's made. However, I think that his "I make good babies" T-shirt could be the death of him, because he doesn't seem to wear anything else.
I think the problem with him is that he forgets that he's not as charming an Italian as Fabio. You know, Fabio has the like arrogant European thing going on, but to save it, he's like, the women love him. He's a gorgeous Italian dude. The women are like, oh my God.
Stefan's an annoying German dude.
Yeah, he's a Finn. He's a Finn who speaks German. Nobody has any sympathy for you at all. You're wearing
thin. You're abrasive and cocky, and you wear that stupid shirt every minute of every day. So
Let's talk favorites. If you had to pick a top three now, who would your top three contenders? If you had to pick, you think they're going to finish
probably,
1, 2, 3.
It'd probably be Stefan. I mean, just going on the odds, Stefan would probably be there. And then, gosh, it's tough after that. I would say in a group of Jeff, Fabio, and Ariane, two of those three.
I don't think Fabio will make it. I think they'd love to have him there for the TV, mm-hmm. but in the end, I just think he's going to make some big mistake.
Yeah.
I think Stefan will be in there, and I think Ariane, she's my dark horse to win it all.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have those two bad weeks, but she's wowed them so much that I really think she, as long as she doesn't make a misstep, I think she's guaranteed a spot in the final three.
That's right.
And then Radica really has done well.
I'd be curious to see. I think that in the next 2 weeks, we'll know for sure which way she's going to go.
If she hasn't made a mistake yet,
right.
Is the thing.
Is she going to get progressively better, or because you know there's they've been alluding a little bit to she seems to have some conflict with Stefan, and conflict like that is something that can either motivate you to do better or can distract
you
into doing something stupid. So for me the jury's still a little bit out there on her. I think she's right there with those others. So
she keeps winning quick fire, she won't have to worry about getting kicked off.
They will take that away
eventually.
Yeah, they will take that away. So, in fact, probably within the next two episodes, I think that goes out the window. When they get down to five or six, I can't remember.
I will say it's getting odd because we do have some good – there's good competition, and I can't tell you for sure who will win. Even though I think
either.
Those are my top three. I would not be shocked at all if Jamie was in there or Hosea was in there. I think Lee is the one with the most to prove right now, other than Carla, obviously, who thinks is on borrowed time. But Lee's probably got the most to prove, but – Jeff's been good. Fabio has had some good weeks. So really, it's good TV in a way because you don't know who's going to win.
No, this is that's one thing I've liked about this. Outside of Stefan, you don't really seem to have you can't really get a good feel for who's going to be there. So
well, they all seem to make good food, and that's the thing. I think there's they don't have any like truly bad chefs left at this point.
Right. Right. So it's going to be an exciting finish to the season, and of course we'll be watching it there with you all, dear listeners. In the meantime, check out the Food Dude blog this afternoon or within the next week. We've got it's a vodka sauce over pasta with Spanish chorizo recipe out there right now. And of course, you'll be able to link to this podcast and also to our old friend Riri Lunsford's her blog, where she also talks on and on about Top Chef. But in the meantime, we're packing them up and we're leaving.